How do we like our coffee?
Regular!
How do we like our gasoline?
Regular!
How do we like our podcast? I said, how do we like our podcast?
Semi-regular!
No, really, we like them regular.
Everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 48 for December 2010. Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is an incredibly irregularly scheduled music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. Sadly, there'll be no more recording sessions coming at you from Malmö, Sweden, but more on that later. Now, opening up today's show, Mendacious, a 1996 chiptune by Roman Majewski, also known as Kompot, that I stumbled upon over on the Daily SID blog. Coming up later today, a roundup of some of the stuff that's been happening in the world of C64-related tunes, and of course, more music, including a chiptune performed on a very special instrument. And since this recording is done in the month of December, I've thrown in a little something to fit the season. But first, I'll just catch my breath, and then we'll get the news and feedback sorted out. Taking us into the news section there, Laudi's Law of the West, trigger-happy version, based on Ed Boger's chiptune for the 1985 game by Accolade, also known as Law of the West. which, even though you had a disk drive, had incredibly slow loading times. But it was a fun little game. Now, the news. From our own backyard, Market Leaf, the C64 takeaway, co-host Marcus Nilsson, also known as Maggie, has been a little busy bee. First, we postponed the recording of episode 48 until after Sarah and his wedding. That was back in February 2010. Then we postponed it until after their son was born. That was in May. And then Maggie realized that babies actually sap up all your spare time. So he had to cut down on his hobby projects. Plus, he got a new job and moved to a new house, an additional 450 kilometers from here, making it quite hard actually just to pop over for the weekend or for an evening to record a show. And since neither Marcus or I wanted to record over Skype, the podcast was cryogenically frozen for a while. Plus, yours truly has been quite busy as well, sometimes too busy for my own good. But enough about that. It's back, the C64 takeaway. It hasn't actually quite been a year, because the last episode was put out on December 15th, 2009. So if I just get this one out to you within the next couple of days, I'm recording this on December 11th, then everything should be all right. It hasn't been a year since the last show. But actually, the C64 takeaway has turned 5 years old since last time I've spoken to you. According to remix64.com, the first episode of the takeaway was put out on June 16th, 2005. So that averages 9.4 shows per year at the time, on average. Like I just said, mind you, that number has probably gone down a bit since then. Now, from the rest of the world, really, RKO Remix Quet Org turned 10 on November 23rd. And incidentally, so did, well, not on that date, but in 2010, since I've last spoken to you, Geek Rockers Press Play on Tape also had their 10th anniversary. And to celebrate, the band played a gig at their usual venue, which was The Rock in downtown Copenhagen, and there was birthday songs, and everyone had a great time. Now, from the rest of the world, there's actually not been that much new CD-wise, but there has been one remix album released, which is called Retro, done by an Austrian electronic band called Mind in a Box. Now, Wikipedia says that their technopop sound can be described as a cross between future pop and progressive trance. The album was released to rave reviews back in February. It's a mix between C64 remixes and original tunes with a retro twist, a retro feel to them, including an incredibly good track called 8 Bits. Now, I'll have a link to a review of the album over on remix64.com in the show notes at c64takeaway.com, and as well as links to the band webpage. Also, if you're on Spotify, if you're one of those lucky people who are that, you can listen to the entire album over there, and I'll have a link for that as well. Next up, the Chipophone. It's an 8-bit synthesizer housed in an electronic organ. Now, this is incredibly awesome for live C64 and or NES chiptune renditions. It's built by Linus Åkesson, and we'll hear a bit of it later on as he performs a classic Rob Hubbard track. And speaking of chiptunes, the Chiptunes podcast was launched with a show dedicated to the C64 back in July. And sadly, after releasing 3 shows within a 2-week period, there hasn't been any updates since. One Man and His Mic, that podcast that Ken's over at binaryzone.org does is back with the second season. There's been 6 episodes out so far, and the series opener is, excuse me to any French people out there listening, it's called Musique pour Six Ships. No idea if I pronounced that even remotely correct. My French is pretty much non-existent. It's an hour of Jean-Michel Jarre-styled C64 SIDs and remixes, and I'll of course have a link to that in the show notes, binaryzone.org/podcast. And if you want to create your own C64 chip tunes on a C64, Music Assembler by the Dutch USA team has been re-released. Now this music composition tracker program was originally released way back in 1987, and the author quite recently re-released it back in September of this year, along with documentation, detailed documentation in PDF format. And speaking about stuff done on the C64, there's been a tech demo out called Cubase 64 done by Pex Tufvason, also known as Mahoney, also known as one of the guys in Visa Röster. He's a quite talented programmer as well, actually. And Cubase 64 demonstrates real-time digital audio processing running on a stock C64. If you don't have a C64 to try this on, I'll have a link for his page about it that includes a YouTube video of the tech demo running on a real C64. The site with Mahoney's site also includes a very, very detailed description of what's going on and how it works. Now, last up in the news section is not quite C64 related, and yet it is, but it's not music related because it's about text adventure games, and those didn't really have music. Get Lamp is a documentary by Jason Scott, this time not dedicated to the wonderful world of BBSing, but to text adventure games. The tagline for the movie is, "Before the first-person shooter, there was the second-person thinker." And if you, like me, have booted up Zork and Lurking Horror and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, to name just a few of the games Infocom put out, or any other text adventures, really, you want to see this film. Oh, and it actually opens up with a close-up of a C64 being powered on, which completely made my day. Now over to feedback via the site and Twitter and email and everything. Oh, there's actually been too much to mention, so I'll just say thanks for the feedback, everyone. There's been lots of well wishes for the season. After all, Christmas was just around the corner the last time you listened to the C64 Takeaway. And of course, later on for Maka and his girlfriend, now turned mum, Sarah. As well as cries for more episodes of The Takeaway, and even some declarations of everlasting loyalty, and actually a fan video on YouTube. Now, Craig Locke up in Yorkshire, I'm looking at you right now. This podcast simply has the best fan base, out there, period. Thank you, one and all. Now, let's get on with the music. After all, that's what we're here for. I mentioned Linus Ogerson and his mad instrument, the chipophone, before, and here he is opening up the next set, performing Spellbound by Rob Hubbard live on the chipophone. First up in that set, Linus Åkesson, Spellbound, live on the Tubaphone, followed by Moog's smooth and jazzy take on Rainbow Shuffle, originally by Volker Meitz, back in 1993. Now we're going to continue this sort of smooth, jazzy, piano, laid-back sort of theme that's going on here with a piano rendition of a, well, famous game tune. This is from a game put out in 1983 by Cosme. I think it was published by US Gold here in Europe, actually. Maybe you're not scared of spiders in real life, but when you venture into the Forbidden Forest at night with nothing but a bow and arrow, and a big spider comes out from behind a tree and charges you, you will be scared. Oh yes. Thank you. taking us out of the Forbidden Forest, Vincenzo, with a track that I can't possibly butcher the name of, since it's done by another Danish guy. Originally, this was Billy Øl, which literally translates to cheap beer. Next up, Enjoy of the Sound Wavers, Eliminator, Sexy and Saxy Smooth Party Remix, followed by André Müller, also known as Krefelder, Boing Doing, the Airplay Mix.
Thank you.
Taking it up a notch there, Krefelder, also known as Andre Müller, Boing Doing, the Airplay Mix, based on Kasper Dahlquist's 1990 C64 chiptune. Now, before I lead you off into the sunset with the last tune, a special request. If you've got some time to spare, please leave a review for the C64 Takeaway in your local iTunes store, as that'll help others discover these great tunes. I've been looking at the podcast listing in the Danish and Swedish and Norwegian, German, UK, US and Canadian stores and found a handful of both 4- and 5-star reviews, actually. So thank you all for those. However, I haven't checked any of the other stores. So if you left a review in one of the other stores, please get in touch and let me know, as iTunes doesn't really let provide an easy way for podcasters to check up on reviews, sort of switching between the various stores and searching for the podcast in each and every one, which takes up a lot of mouse clicks and time, which I'd rather use to come up with new shows, or at least to procrastinate about doing a new show. Now, the usual practical information: the show site with notes and links to everything featured on today's episode, as well as information on how you can get notified whenever a new show comes out, can be found at c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all in one word, .com. You can get in touch either by leaving your comments on the site or following us on Twitter. The username is at c64takeaway. And of course, you can also shoot me an old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to leave you with the only way I know how to leave you on podcasts done in December, just like back in 2005 and 6 and 9. Actually, there weren't any shows done around the Christmas of 2007 or 2008. If there had been, this was how they would end. I am, of course, talking about, as regular listeners have guessed by now, Marcus Schneider's Golden Axe Christmas edition, based on Jeroen Tel's music from the credit screen of Probe Software's conversion of the arcade game. Now, unlike the rest of the tunes in the C64 port of the game, the credit screen is actually an original piece by Jeroen Tel. So there's not really much else to say. Well, there's one thing. Andrew Lear, also known as Leando, provided the great, great jingle that opened up today's show. So Andrew, thanks for that. Everyone have a happy holiday, and I will see you whenever. Take care. Bye-bye.